Chapter 35. Location: A Meeting at the Angel Realm. Whenever Nimbus was waiting to see Archangel Michael for a new assignment, he was nervous. But this time, he was there for a new mission. This time, he knew what he wanted, and that was to become a human being. As he hovered outside of Michael's office, he thought about his last assignment as an apprentice for the Angels' Angel Division. He was proud, but did he pass? And if he did he really earn such a position? "I know I did a good job helping a mother-daughter find their hearts again," he thought. And he definitely felt the depth of the situation. But was he advancing too fast? What was the reason that Michael was pushing him so quickly through the ranks? He was sure he had screwed up the Angel Associate Master Level degree when he botched the self-storage assignment. Michael had said that all things happen for the best, and the older couple was going to sell and retire anyway. "You don't see it yet, but Nimbus, you are expanding your horizons," he had said. "Seriously? No way can I go on without further understanding the human being." "Yes, becoming a human being is definitely my next move."
"Come in, Nimbus," Archangel Michael said, gliding back to his desk.
He was looking extra radiant in his shimmering indigo robe with silver piping. His beautiful blonde hair was trimmed shorter and seemed to have an extra glow, as did his aquamarine-colored eyes. Nimbus floated in and positioned himself in front of the same desk he had dribbled on the very first time he met Michael. This time he had more control and confidence. He was older and wiser.
"You're looking quite bright, Nimbus. Your visit must have been a good one." Michael's eyes danced with delight as he spoke. "How's your mother?"
"My family was away, but I enjoyed my alone time. It gave me time to think, and things are much clearer to me than ever before."
"Oh, good to hear. I liked your review with what you learned with your last assignment. You found an angel's way into their hearts."
"Yes, but it was really a challenge, all right." "By the way, do you know anything about Lady Meander? I had some really interesting encounters with her."
"Yeah, she's a caution at times. But as wise as she is, there is always room to learn about oneself."
Michael smiled at Nimbus.
"So are you ready for the award ceremony?"
He noticed Nimbus' frown and added,
"We were very proud with your quick assessment of your challenging last mission and your demonstration of compassion and kindness with Ruth and Megan. I'm sure you have already heard about the graduation ceremony that is to take place."
What? No," Nimbus said, remembering he hadn't checked his messages. Maybe. How many are graduating in my class?"
"Actually, it's for all the graduates who accomplished their missions and are moving up. So we will be combining the Angel's Angel graduation with the others."
"Oh, then, will the virtues be there?" Nimbus asked and turned a soft pink. Michael smiled at Nimbus. Seeing his innocence, his heart suddenly sent a green and pink feeling into Nimbus's heart.
"You're my favorite. You know that, don't you? I am so proud of you in your accomplishments, and I am ready to offer you your next and last mission to achieve the status of Angel's Angel Complete, which would put you in line to actually become the commander of all of the ACT.
Michael paused, seeing the terrified look on Nimbus's face.
"But something tells me that's not why you're here."
"Well," Nimbus looked directly at Michael and collected himself. He needed to not drift at this point and be very together. "I really need to understand the human being before I go on. Did you forget about our talk in my history with violence? Ricky and the self-storage fiasco?"
"I never forget anything, Nimbus."
Michael was looking more like God himself. Oh, right.
"But you forgot about how you are learning to control your powers through your experiences. Why would you not consider completing your foundation with us?
Michael raised his eyebrows and cocked his head and rocked back in his chair. Nimbus floated to the open window that overlooked the world. The job he was about to be offered was beyond his comprehension. He was still trying to get a handle on how he acted with Ricky and the drug dealers. Remembering the list of requirements to become an Angel's Angel Complete, he couldn't imagine the kind of weight on his shoulders. Panic was just looming over the horizon. "I don't think I have enough bricks in my foundation yet."
"Nimbus, we are all just energies in the same oneness. It's like how you dissipate into the ocean and rise up again. You already understand the concept. The angels are all trying to help humans realize that they are not the only fish in the sea. They are the ocean as well."
"But that's just it. If I were to become a human being, I would fast track to that kind of understanding and be better at helping."
"You know, I left you to your own thoughts while you were away, so this is a bit of a surprise to me."
Michael sat up in his chair.
"You seriously want to be a human being, don't you?"
Nimbus explained everything he had been thinking while he was away, and it did all make sense. Not to be human was missing a very important component to the equation, and Michael was beginning to take him seriously.
"Here's what I'll do," Michael continued. "I will set up a meeting with Archangel Raphael, and you can pitch the idea to him. If any angel knows how to turn you into a human being, he would be the one."
"You mean it, Michael? Oh, that would be awesome!" Nimbus was expanding.
"Now, don't get all inflated too soon. Just talk to him first. I know he will be at the celebration ceremony tonight."
"Tonight?"
Sorry for the short notice. I did send you an invitation. But since you've been away, our communications haven't been the best, have they?"
Oh, right, no. My bad for not checking in. But thank you so much, Michael, my friend." Nimbus felt the tears well up in his eyes. "You always help me out and get me back on the right path."
"I'm not sure that this is your right path, Nimbus, but Raphael will steer you in the right direction."
Michael moved to show Nimbus to the door.
"See you at the party tonight, and Nimbus, congratulations. You are a first-class AA.
Oh, thank you very much," Nimbus said, floating out the door in glee. He never dreamt his first meeting with Michael would lead to such friendship. He stopped and wiped the fog off of his glasses.